is Marketing Over Coffee with Christopher Penn and John Wall.
Good morning. Welcome to Marketing Over Coffee. I'm John Wall. Today, our guest is Nancy Chen. She is a lifecycle marketer at Zumper, and she's going to be talking to us about what goes into their platform and everything that they do. And she has a background that Chris and I comes from our own school as a originating as an email marketer. Nancy, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. Very excited to be on.
All right. So give us your background first before you went to Zumper. You were working in email. How about did you come out of college or university, and were you planning on being a marketer, or what got you into first being an email expert?
Good question. So I graduated UC Davis with a degree in macroeconomics. And so there I did study marketing for a little bit, and that's where it all started. And then right after college, I joined a lead generation company, primarily focusing in on email marketing. But after that, I knew I wanted to join a company with a product in-house. And so I moved over to Postmates, where I focused on email marketing. And then that's where I also started omnichannel marketing. And then now I'm at Zumper managing all of the lifecycle and re-engagement communications to our renters. So I've been in the email marketing space for a little over 5 years now.
Okay. And now tell us more about Zumper. From what I've read, they're the largest privately owned rental platform in North America. But tell us more about what they do and how you fit into that.
Yes. So like you mentioned, Zumper is the largest privately owned rental platform in North America. We support more than 75 million people a year on a mission to change renting forever. We make renting a lot easier, faster, and more human. We create opportunities for everyone to make a fresh start. So we create this online rental marketplace, connecting renters to landlords to property managers, serving both sides of the marketplace.
Uh-huh. And so it's basically, if I'm moving to a new city, I want to get in there, I would go to Zumper and just find out what's in the market. And then on the flip side, it's everybody that's got property to rent. They have the same front gateway too, where they can access the rest of the market.
Exactly. So the reason how this all started was our CEO was kind of like everyone, like one of us, where we would apply for apartments, but it was very old school. He had to wait in line, stay overnight waiting for an apartment. And the very first thought was, why do I need to do this? And so that's where Zumper really originated from.
And then is it all web-based or also app-based? Do you cover both channels?
We are on both app and on mobile web or on web. So users can type into Zumper.com and visit our site, or they could also download the app in Google or Apple Play Store.
Okay, so it's running on all platforms. And then how do you fit in that? So you're no longer doing lead gen stuff. You're when customers are already engaged, or be it tenant or landlord, and you're working to move basically deals forward and get more stuff closed. Kind of tell us how you fit into the whole customer lifecycle.
Yeah, so when a renter joins Zumper, so when a renter logs on onto Zumper.com, they're searching for apartments. If they find something that they like, they can actually message these properties. They can sign up to be notified of more apartments. And when they do that, they'll enter our database where all of our information is funneling into BlueShift. And we start sending them lifecycle and re-engagement communications, showcasing them recommendations or similar apartments based on what they searched.
Right. So you're taking their profile data and able to serve up what's going on and what they can react to. So how did that change? Basically, when you came in, did they come to you and say, okay, we need you to just build a better experience for these customers that have already engaged, or where did that all come from?
So when I first joined Zumper, we already had a pretty robust marketing program where we are sending emails to our renters, and we were sending pushes to our renters, but we wanted to make it a little bit more personalized. And this is where BlueShift really helped us in creating these personalized recommendations, where let's say if John, you came in and you were looking for a 3-bedroom apartment, then we would showcase you 3-bedroom apartments. We wanted to make sure that you're not seeing all of the apartments across the US, but you were looking at apartments that were relevant for you, that were tailored into where you were actually looking for, what types of properties that you were looking for, and that there was going to be a cohesion across your email and push communications.
Okay, I want to get into you more of how you measure that, and you can check out the effectiveness of that kind of stuff. But before we do, we just have to take a second. We want to thank User Testing for their support of Marketing Over Coffee. Experience what your customer experiences with User Testing. Whether you're launching a new product, prototype, or marketing campaign, you'll get video feedback straight from the people who you want to reach most, your customers. The User Testing Human Insight platform lets you understand it all from their perspective and allows you to target your exact audience, ask any question or request to perform tasks, and most valuably, get a window into their world. And unlike focus groups, which can take weeks or even months to deliver results, with User Testing, you get to see real reactions and hear real opinions really fast, in real time, at the speed business demands. Very quickly, you get insights into what's working and what's not, so you can adjust your message, refine your UI, and understand exactly how people are responding to and interacting with your product, service, or brand. The result, you feel what your customer feels, so you can build the best experience imaginable. For a free trial, visit usertesting.com/coffee. User Testing, real human insight. And again, that's usertesting.com/coffee. We thank them for their support of the show. So as you're putting your campaigns together, what are the KPIs? How are you measuring the way this works? You know, besides raw traffic, I imagine, what else are you using to figure out if you're getting to the right numbers of customers and delivering the right options to them?
So across the company, some of our top KPIs would, of course, be traffic numbers and how many leads that we're getting. But because email and push is so early on in the funnel, we actually really care about those metrics too. So for our team, we look at email open rates, email click rates, and the conversions of our users coming in from email and push channels.
Then how about the whole department as far as, obviously you're in growth, but that's, you actually have awareness and lead gen is in a completely different department. Tell us more about how the actual org chart is set up.
So acquisition and re-engagement actually falls under growth. And that's where we really focus on, once we have an actual user, what can we do to retain them? What can we do to upsell them? But we actually have a separate team, which we work very closely with, which is marketing. And their purpose is to really bring awareness to the whole Zumper brand and to get more users to recognize this brand. And once they come onto Zumper.com, that's where growth really comes into play and try to figure out like what we can do to capture these users, to keep these users, to keep coming back to Zumper.
Yeah, and that's really interesting to me that the growth is under its own section there. And do you even actually answer up into sales, or is that, and the CMO is over on the marketing side, or how does that actually go all the way up to the top?
So with sales, that's also on a separate team where they really focus in on the supply side. On the marketing and growth side, we're very customer focused, where we want to be able to get users to, one, recognize the Zumper brand, as well as to sign up to be part of the Zumper programs. And then also on the supply side, this is where it's kind of like the meat up for the sales team, where they want to be able to get as many landlords and property managers to sign up and post their listings with us.
Yeah, that's interesting, because you have each of those segments have different needs and need to be kind of moved along different ways to get engaged. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about just getting your data together. I mean, because that's such a huge part of this. And now for your department, actually, is Blue Shift that single source of truth for everything, or what else is going on in the stack?
So we do use Blue Shift as our main stack on the customer facing side. So once a user joins Zumper, all of that information is funneled in into Blue Shift, which we use as our main email sending platform.
Uh-huh. And then now, how about, are you using like real-time segments and setting up those kinds of campaigns? What types of campaigns have you got running, you know, that you're able to take advantage of all that data?
We use Blue Shift to send triggered campaigns to be able to capture users in a timely manner. So if a customer is actively applying to different apartments, Blue Shift gives us the ability to identify these users and send them email and push communications so that way we can engage with them. And then similarly, if we know certain users are likely no longer in market, BlueShift gives us the ability to identify these users to stop sending them communications. We also use BlueShift to send sort of recommendation emails to make them really personalized. So if a renter is looking for two-bedroom apartments in New York, we're most likely going to send them similar recommendations showcasing also two-bedroom apartments in New York.
Mm-hmm. And then how about across channels too? What other channels do you have those going besides email?
We use BlueShift to send email, push, and in-app channels to our customers, primarily focusing in on email. And what's great about it is that BlueShift allows us to see which channel a user is most likely to engage with. So that way we can really optimize across all active channels that we're sending on.
Right. So it even adapts based on which channels they're answering on. It will match them and give you the best odds.
Correct. It'll tell you whether they think a user is likely to engage with an email versus if a user is going to engage with push. And so this gives us the ability to send users the campaigns where if they're likely to engage with email, send it on email. If they're most likely to engage with push, then send them push. It also does send time optimizations. So that way, if they know a user is likely to engage in the morning, then we'll send our communications in the morning versus, well, it'll send communications to our renters or to our customers where they think they're most likely to engage.
Yeah, I can say that's really great for it to be able to do day parts like that. So you can, again, you just kind of optimize everything. You don't have to worry about when you're going to send. The system can cover that for you. That's huge. Is there any other types of campaigns you want to call out or anything else you want to throw?
The most important campaigns that drives the most impactful for us are the recommendation emails. We send a lot of triggered campaigns, and these are the type of campaigns where you can think of as cart abandonment. If a user starts their search but didn't complete and send and message a property, that's where we would send them triggered campaigns and say, you viewed 123 Main Street, why not take a second look? But a lot of these are triggered campaigns. They're very, very timely. But what is makes the most impact for us are really recommendation emails. And so this will take in all of a renter's past engagement. So all of the listings that they viewed, it would take all of the different apartments that they favorited, that they messaged, and it essentially comes up with this machine learning model and generates recommendations based off of their past engagement to showcase, hey, based off what you looked at, messaged, this is what we think would be suitable for you. And we send those on a daily basis to our renters. And a lot of renters are really engaged with them, thinking that these are the ones with promotional. These are the recommendations where I probably wouldn't have seen on my own, but it allowed us to really showcase them and send these and share it with our renters who are actively searching.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. I love not having to do that on the fly, the fact that it's just automated. And also now that you have all this data, you've said that that's part of your content strategy. So I want to talk to you more about that. But before we do, Marketing Over Coffee is sponsored by Terminus, the only account-based engagement platform built to deliver more pipeline and revenue through multi-channel account-based marketing. Terminus connects the first and third-party data needed to understand both customers and prospects with the most robust suite of engagement channels, including ads, chat, email, and web. Their rockstar customers use the platform to achieve results like 313% ROI, 60% more meetings booked, and a 40% decrease in acquisition costs. You can learn more at terminus.com/MOC. Again, that's terminus.com/MOC. Go ahead and check that out. If you're doing account-based stuff, it's a tool that you've got to have. It just makes that all come together as far as getting the right word out across the account and getting the experience right there. Check it out over at terminus.com/MOC, and we thank them for their support of the show. Okay, yeah. And so now you've generated all that data, but it's not just sending individual responses that are tailored and on the mark. You also mentioned that you've got daily and monthly content that comes together because of this. What kind of stuff are you able to create?
So on our customer side, it's going to be very heavily focused in on recommendations. And We want to make sure that these are personalized and that these are very regional and market specific. So if a renter is searching in the Los Angeles metro area, we want to be able to showcase the same relevant listings to those users. But at the same time, we also have renters who may not actually be in market, but they just want to see what's available. So that way, when they are ready to move, they have an idea of what they're going into. And so we have the ability to be able to like identify these users who are actively in market or who are just passively searching. And with those users, we want to be able to send more educational pieces. And so on our blog page, we have a lot of helpful articles with tips and guidance on how to prepare for apartment searching, what to expect from the process. We also have monthly rent reports where we highlight the trends across the nation to see where rent prices are up, where rent prices are down, if renters are moving from metros to suburbs or from suburbs to metros. So we have a lot of data on that aspect. On the supply side, we have multiple products. And so with Blue Shift, we're able to identify where a landlord or property manager is based on the number of places that they have listed, based on how much renters have applied for their listing. And what we do there is actually send them monthly or weekly reports showcasing them. This is how many renters have seen your postings this week, how many renters have applied for your postings this week. And this gives us the ability to really do cross-sells and upsells across different types of products that we have.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I can see for the renters too, that's just a lot of great information as far as determining, you know, are your rents in line? Am I getting viewed enough? Or is there some other problem that I have to deal with? That can be very valuable. How about, so going forward then now, you know, with everything that you're working on, what are you looking forward to for the future? You know, are you looking at new avenues, new types of services you can provide? Basically, what's got you excited?
So that is going to be a very difficult question to answer just because there's a lot that we can do. But I will say that on both the customer and on the landlord side, we're very excited to create a more holistic experience for both sides. On the renter side, we want to be able to create more profiles and to really create a holistic experience for each of these profiles. So that way we can capture users and create different life cycle journeys for different types of users. And similarly on the supply side, we want to be able to create different profiles and to be able to target for our landlords and our property clients. We want to be able to create a similar life cycle journey where it's also a lot more personalized and tailored. We don't send recommendations to them, but we do have different products. And so we want to be able to build more products to be able to support them and then also to be able to introduce them at the right time in their journey.
Yeah, I can see how that makes sense, right? It's having them teed up and ready to go for when the renters start coming around. That makes a lot of sense. All right. And so as we've asked a bunch of our guests now here, everything's kind of just been crazy with the pandemic. How about as far as the market just in general? Has we hear all these stories about everybody fleeing from the cities and a lot of more accelerated relocation. Is that really the case? Have you seen that? Does the data back that up?
Yes. So back at the very early stages of COVID around March 2020, that's where we saw rent prices really took a steep dive around a year ago in the summer of 2020. We saw a lot of people moving from metros to suburbs. So in the San Francisco Bay Area, a lot of people were leaving San Francisco, the actual city, but you see a lot more apartment searches. You see an increase in rent prices in the nearby like suburbs. So in the East Bay, South Bay, even up into Sacramento. Similarly, you would see that in other hubs too. So in New York, in Manhattan, rent prices were dropping. Apartments were not getting rented out for a long period of time. But homes around in New Jersey on in Flushing, in Queens, all of those apartments were going crazy and rent prices were actually increasing at a certain point. And now that we're all going back into office, we're reaching a normality again. Rent prices have been on the rise for the past few months now, but a really great way to really keep track of rent prices is to check out our national rent report, which gets updated on a monthly basis.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So, and that's interesting to hear that those major metro areas are starting to rebound and are coming back. It makes sense because we have had more people back in the offices and we're having some events come back live. So things seem to be finally loosening up a bit. But how about when we were living through the throes of lockdown? What kind of stuff were you doing outside of work? Do you have any hobbies or other stuff that, you know, you were able to spend time with to help pass the sentence?
Yeah, I was also one of those people who wanted to adopt a dog during the pandemic, but that didn't really work out for me. So I actually started fostering dogs through Love Second Chances. They're a really great rescue. They save dogs internationally, and I was able to foster through them. And I actually have another one that's going to be coming in the upcoming months.
Uh-huh. All right. That sounds good. Yeah, we're all huge dog fans at Trust Insights, so the dogs regularly make appearances on our Zoom meetings. My dog is thankfully downstairs and is having breakfast, so she'll leave us alone, but we can count on that. How about if people want to find out more about you, what's the best way to get in touch?
Yes, you can reach me via my email at nancy.chen@zumper.com. I'm also a really big foodie, and so I actually recently started a food blog myself. So if you're interested in following my food adventures, where I highlight a lot of local restaurants in San Francisco Bay Area, please follow me at Eats with NC on Instagram.
Oh, that sounds good. You don't have to ask me twice about San Francisco restaurants. I am all in. We can go ahead and take that. We'll have that up in the show notes so you can check that out. Of course, you can sign up for the Marketing Over Coffee newsletter, and the Marketing Over Coffee text line is still running. We've had some interesting discussions talking about the fall 2022 meeting that we're putting together. If you want to get in early on that and find out what's going on, you just have to send a text to 617-812-5494. That's 617-812-5494. And yes, we'll have links to Zumper so you can check that out, and to Nancy's Insta account so you can, again, check out some of those San Francisco restaurants. Nancy, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, John.
All right, that'll do it for this week. So until next week, enjoy the coffee.
You've been listening to Marketing Over Coffee. Christopher Penn blogs at ChristopherSPenn.com. Read more from John J. Wall at JW5150.com. The Marketing Over Coffee theme song is called Mellow G by Funkmasters, and you can find it at Musical.ly from Mevio, or follow the link in our show notes.